Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We're back here in Auckland, New Zealand with Alice from Angel Food. Last time, Alice showed us how to make some delicious vegan marshmallows. Well, today, she's going to show us something very special to make with her vegan meringue baking mix. And I understand this is a world first, Alice.
That's right, yes, as far as I know. Our mix is the first commercially available vegan meringue product on the market, which
wow.
is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
It makes beautiful little crisp meringue cookies, which people love, but because they are quite delicate, as meringues ought to be, we couldn't manufacture them and ship them around the place, so we decided to make it available as a mix for people to make at home. It's good because then you can add all sorts of different flavours and do different creative things with it. So inside the box there's two sachets of powder, A and B, and there's a recipe on the box, and then there's all sorts of variations on the website for different things you can make with the product.
And what's your website again?
It is www.angelfood.co.nz.
Great, and what are you going to make for us today?
Well, today we're going to make a rather special dessert called Baked Alaska. I don't remember ever having it at home, but I think people in my parents' generations in the 70s would have served it at dinner parties. But it deserves a revival. It's delicious. You have a layer of vegan cake, a layer of vegan ice cream, more cake, and then you coat the whole thing with the vegan meringue mixture. Pop it in the oven at a low heat.
Yes.
And just cook it until the shell of the meringue is crisp and the ice cream will be still frozen, but, you know, maybe softening around the edges. So you've got cake and ice cream and meringue all together, and that's a very good thing.
Sounds yummy.
Yeah. I'm making a double batch of the recipe on the back of the pack because I want there to be plenty of meringue coating the dessert. So the first step is to add half a cup of water and 4 tablespoons of sachet A to the bowl of the mixer. And just before I get them whipping, that'll take about a minute to whip up together and it goes quite creamy and fluffy. Then I'm going to slowly add the sugar. It's here in New Zealand we call it caster sugar. It's finer grains than the ordinary granulated sugar. As far as I know, you can only make this recipe using some form of granulated sugar. The caster sugar or superfine sugar works better because it mixes in more thoroughly. You don't want to use icing sugar or powdered sugar because that won't have the structure to hold it all together. So I'm going to add that about a quarter of a cup at a time and then let it mix for a minute, add another quarter cup. And that just allows it all to mix in thoroughly. And then once that's happened, I'll be adding this mixture, which is 5 teaspoons of sachet B from the little box of tricks, plus some instant clear gel, which is a very handy product for vegan baking. It's it goes quite gelatinous, and that helps give the marshmallowy texture for the inside of the meringue. So if you're making a meringue pie topping, you want to add this as well. And there's information on my website, angelfood.co.nz, about where to get instant clear gel and how to use it. So I'll start adding stuff now. Okay, here we've got our delicious bowl full of meringue mix, and over here we have our cake. There we go.
Yeah.
So this has just come out of the freezer. We've got cake down there. I baked a cake and I sliced it in half crosswise. So we've got 2 layers. Softened a pack of vegan ice cream and spread that over the top. Second piece of cake on top, and then just put the whole thing back in the freezer, which gives you more time to work with it if you're starting from frozen. If you could Yeah, kind of fold the top back. We'll start putting that in there. You don't have to pipe it on to the cake. Thank you, that's good. But it does make it a lot easier to work with. Okay, it's getting pretty full, isn't it?
It's all kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think we'll keep that for now. Because if you make the bag too full, it's quite difficult to work with. So I'm just shaking it down. And then you just twist off the top. I'm just going to squeeze it down. You want to get as much air out as possible.
And you've already preheated the oven?
Yes, but it's only at, it's very low temperature, it's only 100 degrees Celsius.
Okay.
So. Okay, can we see it? There it is. Okay, so I'm going to start just working around the side. The meringue kind of acts as insulation. It will help keep the ice cream frozen while it's in the oven. So you want a good thick coating and no gaps if possible.
Can I move it?
Yeah, if we can coordinate, yeah. Okay.
Not too. Is that right?
Yeah, that works. Be my turntable.
Just completely cover it.
Yeah. And I'll go back once I've done this and just fill in any gaps.
Could you use a bag like made of paper? Make your own icy bag.
I'm actually squeezing it pretty hard, so you might have a paper bag explosion. A strong plastic bag.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they do tend to burst at the seams.
Wow, that looks fantastic.
Whoa, look at that.
Wow.
Okay, so it's really, now the reason we've got it on a wooden board is metal baking trays heat up too much and will melt your ice cream.
Oh, I see.
So it's only at 100 degrees Celsius, so the wooden chopping board is fine in there. I wouldn't risk a plastic chopping board. So we're going to put it in the oven for half an hour, which will be enough to just crisp up the outside.
Mmm, looks fantastic.
Here we go. Thank you.
And while we're waiting for that to cook, we'll just take a break. We'll go outside and see what the kids are up to.
Sounds good. It's ready to come out of the oven.
Great.
Probably don't really need the oven, that's...
Oh, yummy.
Okay.
That looks delicious and it's gone kind of crispy.
Yes. Yep. So I'm just going to transfer it onto our serving platter without dropping it. Yay!
Wow. This one out of the way.
Thank you. Okay, so that would impress your guests at a dinner party, wouldn't it?
Wow, that would impress any guest. That looks beautiful.
Would you like to try a piece?
Oh, I'd love to.
That's... Okay, got your plate there.
There's a plate.
Oh, how convenient. Oh. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Can I use your fork?
Sure.
Thank you. Oops, I've messed up your fork.
Oh, I don't mind.
Here we go.
Wow, look at that. And I'm going to try it. May I have my fork back?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Okay. Get a bit of the meringue and a bit of the cake. And the ice cream has actually stayed quite
That's solid. Amazing.
I put a bit more of the...
Because it was in there half an hour. Good combination.
Oh wow, that is really yummy. You got the cake and the still cold ice cream and the yummy creamy crunchy meringue on the outside.
Yay! I'll just show you, so this is obviously a fancier thing you can do with the mix. This is the more day-to-day meringues, which are just little cookies that you normally make with the angel food meringue mix. And for those, you don't need to add the instant clear gel to the mixture. Everything you need is in the pack, except the water, obviously, and the caster sugar or superfine sugar. So those have just been piped out onto a baking tray and baked for 30 minutes at a low heat. And these ones have got, they're the same mix as the basic cookies, but with ground almonds and some sliced almonds in the mix. And they, they're quite chewy because of the ground almonds. They're really tasty. And when you're making these, you don't need to add, you only add caster sugar. You don't need to add the instant clear gel that you add for making this spectacular dish.
Spectacular. Yeah. I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you so much, Alice.
Okay, it was my pleasure.
And showing us these wonderful recipes. And I'd like to thank you viewers for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. See you again soon. Bye.
Thank you, bye.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.